Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And for this month, which is the end of February and into March, all of March is going to be our survey month. Sometimes I do it in February. This time I think I'm going to do it in March. And I want everybody to go to otrwesterns.com/survey. Or if you're on your mobile device, just check out the new link, survey at the bottom. Beautiful feature, that mobile device makes it a lot easier. You don't have to update it. There's no software to download, no charging, no nothing. I updated it. Everybody got the as soon as I updated it. So definitely click that, fill out the form. It has all our shows on there. If you listen to all of them, select each one. It's that time of year again. This lets me know who's listening, what kind of people are listening. I'm not too much worried about income because I'm not asking you guys for money. What I am interested in is what shows you're listening to, things like that. Demographic, you know, how old you are, and lets me know what my demographic is. So I try to get this at least once a year. Again, go to otrwesterns.com/survey or click the survey link on your mobile device. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates February 14, 1941, and the title is The Roundup at Coronado. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. In the early days of the Western United States, gun law ruled the range country. Arguments over boundaries and water rights often led to open warfare, and a man's life depended on the quickness of his draw. It was the masked rider of the plains who put an end to this bloodshed and violence. It was he, more than any other man, who brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the Coronado Valley! There's going to be trouble! Hail, Silver, away!
One evening, nearly every rancher in the Coronado Valley had gathered in the cafe. Bart Kimball spoke to the man.
Yeah, friends, maybe I am just an old fool. Sure, that's likely it. I'm getting so old, I'm kind of set in my ways, and I ain't got the sense to know when I'm licked. The fact is, I've heard a few of you say that very thing. Some of you even to my face. But would you like to hear how I feel about things?
Sure, Mr. Kimball, sure.
Well, it's been close to 4 years now since we settled the valley here. Most of us come from back east. We was farmers there. Such cows we might have owned was milk cows, not longhorns. We come here knowing nothing about the country and little about the job we had to do.
And what's happened to us since we come here? Open range, free grass. They told us we'd get rich, rich. No rain, the ground baked to brick. Water getting so bitter you can't hardly drink it. Cows dying like flies. I've seen them come down to the pools in the morning, fill up with water, then lay down and die, too weak to get on their feet again. I ain't seen even a cloud in the sky for 6 months. The only thing you can see there is buzzards. Buzzards getting fat while we're starving, going broke.
Come, listen to me. What I'm trying to say is that this is cattle country, not farming land. If it rained when and how you wanted it, then it'd be the other way around. The rains will come. When they do, you're going to be mighty glad you stayed on. You, Tom, and you, Mace, Rick, Bill, all of you. We got something here worth fighting to keep. You'd fight a man if he tried to take what belonged to you. We're fighting the weather, ain't no different. The weather can be beat just like men can. Now let's stay on and prove it, eh? Let me hear you say you ain't give up.
Well, I'll stick it out, Bart.
Well, me too. I'll give it another whirl.
You staying on too, Tom?
Like. Oh, I might as well, but I'm a fool for doing it.
It's only fools that have got gumption. Smart folks always can see trouble from so far off they spend most of their time turning tail and running.
What do you listen to this old fool for? Ain't you got minds of your own? 10 minutes ago, you had a little sense. You was ready to pack and get. And you listen to his better than acting like a flock of sheep.
One second, mister. Just step over this way, will you?
Don't try holding me around.
Let me see. Ain't you Dick Quigley? Ain't you got that big spread over by Willow Crossing?
What if I have?
Them two fellas you were sitting with. Ain't one of them Brophy of the Bar B? And the other Sam Carter that owns the Hash Knife outfit?
You got anything to say again, my friends?
No, not exactly. I was just wondering what you was doing here. Ain't many folks outside the valley come to Coronado.
There ain't no law says we can't.
You got business here?
Hardly.
Come to visit with friends?
You got to have friends to visit a place.
Oh, you just rode over because you like the looks of the town, eh?
I ain't seen any place I like less than quite a spell.
And just what are you doing here?
That's our business.
Sure. But would you mind if I kind of made a guess at it?
Sure.
I've been watching things. That's why I come here tonight to have my say. You and your pards have been in town the past 2 days. You've done quite a bit of talking.
Ain't nothing to be what you do. If you clear that, you'd just be showing good sense.
It wouldn't be so that you and your friends could throw your cattle in here after they left, would you?
Cattle in this big oven? You hear that, fellas? The old fool thinks we're loco enough to want range cows here.
That's a good one. Grandpa, we was in this country a long time before you ever heard of it. Like it's been said, the range is open and the grass is free. If we'd have wanted it, we'd have took the valley long before it was settled.
On the other hand, maybe you got more critters to graze now than you had then. Or maybe you're just looking ahead. Or maybe it's still another reason we don't know nothing about.
Yes, all you want to, stranger. You can't bother us none.
I reckon. But just take a word of advice, will you? Me and my friends here in the valley can get plenty discouraged without no helping hand from outsiders. So, hereafter, just let us alone. Personally, I'd rather go broke having my own way than get rich on the advice of folks that don't like. All right, friends, step up to the bar. I'm buying for the house, Bart. Come on, fill them up.
Well, Deke, I told you how it'd be.
Go on, we'll get back to camp.
That old fool, he spoiled everything.
We had most of them fools about ready to pack up and give.
Maybe we won't have to have the valley after all.
Well, that's something we'll know more about in the morning.
If we find out, we do have to get the valley.
Bart Kimball or no Bart Kimball, we get it. Get up. Get along there. Come on.
Quigley, Brophy, and Cotter rode a short distance out of town and made camp in a draw. The following morning, as they prepared breakfast over their campfire...
Pass me that bacon, will you?
Wait your turn.
Deke, wasn't your foreman to send us word?
Sure way.
Well, whoever he's going to send should have been here by this time, shouldn't he?
Don't get anxious. We'll be here.
You told your foreman where we'd be camping, didn't you?
Well, it's Sam. You too, Brophy. I took care of them things. Well, you'll get word to me just as soon as the court hands down its decision. I'll quit worrying about it.
Yeah.
Fact is, I think I hear hoofs right now.
Huh?
Listen.
Yeah, there he comes.
I see him. A geek. That ain't one of your men. That's a redskin.
Huh, so it is. Now, why is
he... He just seems to know where to come. Maybe Woody done some hiding since I've been gone. Or maybe he didn't want to spare one of the regular hands. Hi there, Injun.
Oh, Scott. Oh.
You got business with us, Injun?
You, Deke.
That's me.
Oh, here. You read.
It's a note. Is it from Woody, Deke?
What's it say?
It's a second. Yes, it is.
It's bad news. I'll bet a million it is.
The court?
He said it again.
Doggone him.
Injun, how come you to bring this?
Come here, give Tonto note. Say you wait for it.
You handles Tonto?
Would
he pay you for bringing this?
That all right.
Look, Deke, if the court decided again us, then that means that we do have to have the valley. There just ain't no other way around it.
We sure can't wait till we're forced out before we move.
I knew the day'd come when sheep would be brought into this country. The Sheepmen's Association is as strong as it is, and the court holding the range is open to sheep, the same as cattle. The only thing left for us is to get range where the sheep won't bother us. And that means this here valley.
And it means that Bart Kimball will have
Hold
to...
it. Injun. We owe you anything for bringing this message?
Oh, you not owe Tonto.
Then on your way.
Oh.
Huh? If you're looking for a steady job, go back and tell my foreman I said to put you on the payroll.
Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
What's the matter, Deke? Why the rush to get the engine away?
What he don't know won't hurt him or us.
Huh?
We've been around here long enough to savvy how the land lays. These fellas in the valley with their measly outfits don't savvy the cattle game. They don't know what to make of the spell of dry weather like this. They're just about convinced the only thing they can do is to clear out.
You mean they are, except for Kimball?
And that's one chance they listen to.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. He's the only hombre in the valley with any real backbone. But if they couldn't listen to him...
Yeah?
Well, then I got a hunch it wouldn't take much talk to make the others pull stakes.
Meaning?
Meaning that if something happened to Kimball... Oh, accidental, of course... But then I figure we got ourselves a mighty fine range.
Tonto did not leave the valley. Instead, he made his way to a small, well-hidden camp where two men were waiting for him. One was masked. The other's hands were tied behind his back.
Whoa, Scout! Whoa, fella! Whoa!
Whoa! I've got a message, Tonto.
You hombres are going to be mighty sorry you tried this stunt.
And we'll take our chances on that.
What are you going to do with me? You ain't always going to keep me prisoner, are you?
Tonto, did you learn what that message meant? All it said was they had lost us.
Me learn.
Good. All right, Pike, you can go now. We don't need to hold you any longer.
Then untie my hands.
And turn around. If I were you, Pike, I'm not sure I'd tell your boss what happened. He might not understand that you couldn't help yourself when we took that message from him.
I don't need none of your advice.
Well, suit yourself. There you are. You're free now, and your horse is saddled.
Mister, things are going to be so hot for you around these parts, you'll wish you tended to your own affairs.
Perhaps.
And I'll see to that same myself. Get up!
Maybe better you not let him go.
He's done us no harm yet, Tonto. It was just his bad luck he carried a message with that we had to have. And what did you learn?
The court say sheep use their range. Them want new range.
Just as I thought. I knew they had some reason for coming here, Kimasabe. And from the things I've heard, there's no question but what they mean to take over this valley if they can.
That's right.
One man stands between them and what they want.
Who that?
Bart Kimball.
What him do?
Bart's from the east, and I doubt that he understands the character of the men he's dealing with. It would be hard for him to believe those fellows would stop at nothing to get their way. And he probably doesn't know that Deke Quigley and his friends elected the sheriff to office. He can't depend upon the law for protection.
There's no law here.
None to speak of.
Here, Silver. We ride.
We'll find where Bart lives. And warn him there's danger ahead.
That's a good idea.
Let's go, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Sarah Kimball, old Bart's wife, was washing the dishes from the noonday meal when she saw two men riding toward the house.
Outlaws! Oh, land sakes alive. Where's my musket? Keep on going. Don't come no closer. I'll drill you if you do.
We mean no harm.
I won't.
Me get gun.
Give me that musket, Tonto.
Your musket.
Don't.
I told you we meant no harm. There's no need to be frightened.
Then why'd you grab my gun?
Prevent your shooting.
But you can't.
We came to see your husband. Where is he?
He ain't here.
Well, that doesn't answer my question.
That's all the answer you'll get. Besides, we ain't got nothing worth of stealing anyhow.
Mrs. Kimball, if we were outlaws, there's nothing that could stop us searching the house. You've got to believe we're friends. It means a lot to your husband.
About?
Tonto and I happen to know certain men are scheming to get this valley. Your husband is all that stands in their way. We think he should know that the danger that threatens him.
Danger? Oh, no.
Now, there'll be no real danger if he follows our advice. Now, tell us where he is.
I don't know if I should.
Now, you'll have to trust us. After what I've said, do you think it right for you to take the chance he'll be harmed if we don't find him?
I wish I knew what to do.
Then trust us. You won't regret it.
You don't talk like crooks. I will tell you.
Yes?
A man come after him to fetch him over to Mies Brown's place. Mies hurt herself bad chopping some wood, and Bart went to help him.
That fellow we talked to.
Mrs. Kimball, Mies was the man who told us how to reach your place. Who came for your husband? How long ago was it?
Why, the man was a stranger.
Yes?
Must have been almost an hour ago now.
We talked to Mies less than 30 minutes ago.
But what...
I think the men I spoke of have struck already.
If Bart come to harm...
Try not to worry, Mrs. Kimball. If your husband can be found, we'll do it. Come, Tonto.
Please find him. Please.
We shall. And when we do, we'll let you know. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Oh, Silver, hooray!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The masked man and Tonto quickly found the trail left by Bart Kimball and his companion.
The trail cuts away from here, Tonto. They'd gone straight ahead, they would have reached Base Brown's place.
That's right.
Which means at this point, Bart must have been made to leave the trail by force.
Him leave trail, keep plain.
They had no reason to suspect we'd follow. Hurry, Tonto. We've got to catch them before they can act.
Get them up, Scout.
Come on, old fellow, come on.
It was Sam Cotter who had tricked Bart into leaving his home. Sam, a six-gun held on his prisoner, brought him to an isolated part of the valley where they were met by Deke and Brophy.
Oh, hey, what's wrong with you, Sam?
Like a good little boy.
Oh, I should have known this was a trick. Next time...
There won't be no next time.
Huh?
Kimball, you're in our way. If you hadn't shut off your mouth at the cafe last night, maybe we'd let you live. You did, though, so you're being took care of.
Took care of. Too bad you ain't much of a horseman, Kimball.
Huh?
What Brophy means, Kimball, is that it's too bad your foot got caught in your own stirrup and your horse dragged you until...
Why, you need to give us an argument. Honest, it ain't that we'd like to do this. It's just a case of having to. Unless, of course...
Unless what?
Unless you was willing to get back and tell your pod you'd change your mind. As you decided the valley wasn't worth hanging on to. You'd advise everybody to move on.
What do you think I am? Well, it's too bad, mister. We had a notion you'd be stubborn.
And I ain't so sure you could be trusted even if you did agree to do like we say. You'd likely just look for a way to trick us.
Doggone killers.
I'm out of that saddle, Kim.
I won't.
I shut that down.
Get your hands off of me.
Then do like I tell you. Give me a hand here, fellas.
Sure.
I'm going to tie his foot to the stirrup some way.
Can't do that.
Give the whole thing away. Nope, we'll just slip his foot through the stirrup. Give his horse a scare to get us started, and I reckon that'll be all that's needed.
Let me go. Let go still.
Quiet, there's somebody coming.
Deke! Hey, Deke!
By thunder, that's one of your men, Deke. That's Pike.
What's he doing here?
Well, what are you doing here?
Boss, don't interrupt. Just listen. Woody sent me here with a message for you. On the way, I was held up by a masked man and a redskin. I don't know why they done it, and there ain't no use in you blaming me. They took me by surprise. How was I to know anybody'd have a reason for a stunt like that?
Well, that must have been
the incident that we seen this morning.
But the mask feller, where does he fit in?
Hank, what else do you know?
That's all, boss, every bit of it.
Did you hear him say they figured we was after Kimball here? Did they suspicion what we was up to?
I never heard him mention anybody by the name of Kindle.
No.
All I know is that they figured you was up to something or other, and they aimed to find out what it was. What was the good of finding out, I don't know.
But anyhow, they didn't mention Kimball, huh?
Not in front of me.
Do I figure this?
How?
One was masked, according to Pike, and the other, like we already know, is a redskin. I got a notion they suspicion something. Aim to declare themselves in, or hope to make us give them cash to keep from telling what they know.
Maybe. But how'd you find us here, Pike?
Trails you is all. Cut your sign back at your camp and kept a coming.
And if you could do that, so could the masked fella. With the engine along, he could likely follow our trail even faster than you. Which saying means, fellas, that we'd better do what we have to do in a mighty big hurry, then clear out.
Right. Mister, put your foot through that stirrup.
Try and make me.
What's going on here, boss?
Something ain't your business. It wouldn't pay you to talk about after. All right, Brophy. If he won't do what we tell him willing, make him do it.
All right. Get your foot in.
Doggone you, fellas. Let go. Let me go.
Help me, fellas.
I got him.
Sit his foot is all the way through so it can't come loose.
There.
Give the horse a slap.
What the...
It's the masked man. The masked man I was telling you about.
And the redskin's with him.
We're too late. We gotta clear out of here. Into the saddles, fellas. You're lucky, Kimball, for now. We'll be back. When we come, we'll bring gunmen enough to sweep you and your parts clean out of the valley. Get up!
Get up! Hi there! Help me! Help!
Stand still, Bart. I'll get your foot loose.
Quick! My leg feels like it's just about broke.
Careful. There you are.
Oh, thanks, stranger. Thanks a heap. If you and the engine hadn't shown up, I'd have been a goner.
We were looking for you, Bart.
Hey, you come here on purpose?
We thought those fellas would be up to something like this.
We like climbing a saddle. We'll take after them, skunks.
No.
But if they
What would you do with them after you had them? The sheriff won't touch them. Their influence put them in office.
You mean they can try to kill a man and get away with it scot-free?
They can in this county, as far as the law is concerned.
We gotta get after them. They're coming back again. Coming back with gunslingers to run us out in the valley.
I hope they do.
But it'll mean a range war.
If it does, so much the better. This is a fight that better be settled once and for all.
But when the news of the attack upon Bart Kimball circulated throughout the valley, the already disheartened settlers refused to defend the valley they considered worthless.
Them fellas are coming back.
And bringing gunmen with them.
Let them come. I ain't looking for a fight.
What's the use of fighting for a range so dry you can't graze cows on it?
I'm loading my things and pulling out.
Me too.
I'll fight where it's worth it. But I'll be doggone if I'll risk my hide for dust and cactus. I'm getting out.
Months of rainless weather, months of standing helplessly by while their small herd slowly thinned out from lack of forage. All this, added to the threat of a range war, broke the spirits of the settlers. They rounded up such cattle as were left, and with their household goods heaped in wagons driven by the women, began the discouraging trek to a more hospitable country. Bart Kimball alone refused to give in. When he saw what was happening, he stopped his neighbors on the trail and argued with them to turn back.
Now listen, folks, you can't give up. You just can't. Mace, Tom, you give me your word you'd hang on. Now it ain't a week before moving out.
Get out of our way.
I won't. You ain't leaving.
Bart, we've always done what you said, but it wasn't because we wanted to. Not just because you was our boss. Now we're pulling stakes and all your talking won't stop.
But listen, boys.
Why should we get shot up by gunmen?
Yeah, there ain't nothing here worth fighting for.
Stand aside, Bart.
Are you still trying to block the trail?
Wait a second.
Well?
Here comes a masked fella I told you about. He's proved himself our friend, fellas. Let him talk to you.
Why should we listen to him?
He can't tell us nothing we don't know for ourselves. Well, if he agrees with you, I won't say another word. But listen to him first anyhow.
Let it, Silver.
Stranger, talk to him, will you? Tell him if Quickly and the others wants the valley, then it's worth having. Tell him not to give up like this.
We ain't going to stay here and see our critters starve to death.
You needn't.
But what are you...
Look over there.
Huh?
Tyler's on the side of that hill. Watch what he's doing.
Hey, what's he chopping down that giant cactus for?
Watch the cattle and you'll know.
There it goes.
Watching. Look at them critters make a beeline for it.
But why for?
Those giant cacti have pulp inside that the cattle will eat.
I never heard of that.
Me neither.
And that isn't the only source of food. You can cut the green tops off the Palo Verde trees. And there are other kinds of cacti the cattle will eat after you burn the spines off.
You mean there's still forage for our cattle here?
Enough to see you through?
Well, I'll be
done. Listen to me. You men came here from Eastern farms. In the East, dry spells such as this were unknown. But here, wherever you settle, you must expect them. This valley is no different than other sections of the Southwest. Except that here, when you get rain, you'll find that you have some of the finest grazing land in the state.
Fellows, maybe we've got a chance to pull through.
I can understand why you were willing to leave. You felt it was hopeless to stay here longer. But now that you see you can feed your cattle for a while longer, do you think the valley is worth defending? Are you willing to fight for your homes?
You better be out. Just try and drive us out.
Then you're going to have the chance to prove that you're sincere.
What's up?
You got news, friend?
Tato and I were delayed because we were watching the pass of the valley.
Yeah?
Deke, Brophy, and Cutter are returning with every man on their payrolls. Those men are armed. They mean to have the valley at any cost. Men, go home. Break out your arms and get to town before they reach here. We'll show those fellas that they want to fight, they'll get it.
Come on, load up, men. Now's the time to show what you're made of. Come on.
The settlers, their despair suddenly changed with the masked man to hope, frantically prepared for the coming battle.
Give me both guns, Jenny, and all the bullets I can carry.
Head for town, fellas. We'll give them cold poke out what first.
What do we do now?
How soon them fellas get here, eh? Lord, you just give the order, stranger.
Get out of sight. I've explained my plan. Hide in the cafe, the stores, the stables. Let them enter town. And when you get my signal, act.
expecting little opposition, Deke Quigley and his fellow ranchers led their men toward Coronado.
We'll be there in a minute.
I can see the main street from here. There ain't a fella on it.
Scared to death, I reckon. Likely most of them have left the valley already.
Yeah. Well, we do, so there ain't nobody in town.
Keep on riding. We'll stop everywhere this ranch has. Anybody we find staying on, we'll give them orders to vacate. I don't reckon they'll argue with us any.
Well, here we are.
I don't see a soul.
Reckon you was right, Brophy, when you said they were scared.
Well, I'm in. We'll keep right on going. Ride straight through town.
This valley's gonna make us a mighty nice rain.
Yeah, we'll go over to the north. If them ain't storm clouds gathering there, I ain't never seen any.
Rain coming just when them fellas run away. That's good.
Halfway through town and nobody yet. Hell, even the townsfolks must have bamboozled.
Well, we'll...
Oh, where them shots come from?
Hey, look! One in blazes!
They were hiding! They got us to rest! Give it! Yeah, come on! Come on,
get out of here! Why, sir? Drop your guns before the rest of you get the same!
You can't get away! Make a break for it and you'll get blasted from every direction!
We ain't got a chance!
I give up!
This man!
Now look!
I said this man, every one of you! Pronto!
Well, what are you gonna do with us? We ain't afraid of the law!
We aren't bothering with the law! Drop your guns! Drop them!
You fellas better head if you know what's good for you!
There's mine!
And mine!
Yeah, what?
You see the trail that brought you here?
Yeah.
You're going back where you came from, all of you, afoot.
Oh, don't argue.
We're horsemen. We can't walk a stretch like that.
Why, it's near to 40 miles. Only one water hole the whole way.
Get moving. We're letting you off easy.
Hey, wait, please.
On your way.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot. Cover their heels some more.
Walk, huh? Look at them laying to it, eh?
You ever see fellas look more unhappy in all your born days?
Ever I seen fellas look plumb disgusted? They're them.
Look at that tall fellow jumping.
That's enough shooting. They won't be back.
Well, you fellas acted like men after all. For a while, I didn't think you had no gumption at all.
Because they thought they had nothing worth fighting for. They'll stay now and protect what they have.
And if them fellas come back again, we'll prove it.
They won't. Their kind fight only when they think their opposition is frightened.
That's right.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Soon we're going to have grass and plenty of it. We'll have cash again and plenty of cattle and homes as fine as a man could want. But when you got them things, just remember, there's the man you owe them to.
Hail, Silver Hawaii!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, otrwesterns.com. Call or leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @otrwesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.